little better grammar than that around here, don't they?
I see.
Well, what about, if somebody accidentally broke something of yours, you might say, well, that's okay, I didn't like it.
Anyway.
Yeah. Or...
No hows. Mm-hmm. Or any hows.
Mm-hmm. Getting back to plowing a minute, what do you call those trenches that are cut out by a plow?
Furrow.
Or say if you have a good yield of something, you'd say you raised a big
crop.
Or what if you had some land with a lot of bushes and trees on it and you wanted to put it to cultivation?
You'd have to clear it.
Clear it. Is there anything that you call a piece of land that's just been cleared?
What was that?
Anything that you call a piece of land that's just been cleared?
New ground. Mm-hmm. But
well, what about if you just cut some hay off a field and when it comes up right after that again, what do you call that?
Well, it'd be your second cutting or mm-hmm.
Any terms for a crop that comes up in the field even though you didn't plant it?
A volunteer.
Volunteer.
Crop. Mm-hmm. Volunteer.
Mm-hmm. What do you say you do to wheat after it's been cut?
Well, you have to thrash it, of course, or nowadays it's all combining. Mm-hmm.
Any other terms for tying the wheat up, maybe?
Shocking it. Binding and shock. But those are old terms which are no longer used because you don't use binders hardly anymore.
Do you have any idea of how much wheat would constitute a good yield?
No, because this is not wheat area at all.
The only
reason I know about wheat is because I used, as a high school kid, I went to wheat harvest. We go up in Kansas, working a wheat harvest.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about how much corn would you say a farmer would take to the mill at one time?
How much corn?
Mm-hmm.
An acre?
Oh,
90 to 120 bushel.
All right, I want to ask you about a few more expressions, really grammatical forms. If we had to do something together, you'd say not just one of us, but...
Both us.
Mm-hmm. And if you were telling me that we had to do something together using just pronouns, you'd say that and... have to do this.
You mean you and I?
Mm-hmm.
Or we've got to go do it.
Okay. Or what about if you and another man are coming over to see me, again, telling me about it using just pronouns, you'd say that, and?
He and I'll be over there.
Okay. Or let's say if you went over to see somebody, you were knocking at their front door, and I recognized, if I recognized your voice, I might say, well, oh, let him in. It's just using a pronoun rather than your name.
Y'all? Or?
Just referring to you.
That's him?
Say
mm-hmm.
So it's him?
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. him.
What about if it were one?